Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:14. That song, I just always have thought that song is so creepy, but so cool. Yeah, it should be a Halloween song. I don't know. What is that dude doing in the background of that song? Oh, my God. She's got such a beautiful voice, and he's like, blah, blah, blah. He's like throwing up like your dog sitting behind you in the kitchen. It's weird, but it's wonderful. And welcome to Wonderful Weirdo Day. That's something that was not listed at the top of the show, but it is a day set aside for being totally different, because when you're different, Laura, you are unique.
Aren't we all a little bit weird?
You have to be to do this job. I know that much. But I think there's something cool about it. So if you are a geek, a freak, a misfit, or a weirdo, it says here, you are basically somebody who thinks outside the box and refuses to play by the rules. Now, that could get you in trouble. However, if you think outside the box, another overused cliche, that's okay, but be careful when refusing to play by the rules. That could be a bad thing. That's why we have contact tracing now. Anyway.
Yes, that is correct.
But for you people who enjoy being a weirdo, it's kind of a holiday for you.
It's Wonderful Weirdos Day.
Yeah.
Suit up. It might get weird.
That's super weird.
They're weird that way.
The weird one.
So weird.
Has weird ever stopped us before?
That's weird.
This weird, beastly presentation.
Wonderful Weirdos Day today.
Whoa, weird.
I have a feeling they prepared that just for us.
I think that they did.
Thank you to the production crew. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, working our way toward news, sports, and AccuWeather. On the way in just a bit. Someday is today. Today is Wednesday, not Tuesday. Please adjust your mental calendar coming off a long holiday weekend. Yesterday was like a blur for me. Everything like just piled up. And I was going in.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yesterday was like the busiest day ever, seriously.
And then like yesterday morning, we said that it is Telephone Tuesday, which traditionally means the day after Labor Day, you're on the phone a lot, doing a lot of things. And that's exactly the way it worked out for me. I was like,
ooh. Yeah, I just had a lot of like things to check off the old to-do list, and mm-hmm. It felt like there wasn't enough time.
Exactly it. So here we are, a brand new day, first day of school in some of the schools in Lewisburg. They're doing a two-day launch after the COVID delay. And in Danville, one more positive case of COVID. They got it under control. And in Sealands Grove, one case in the middle school, and they have quarantined some people there. So every day is like a new challenge. It's wow.
Yeah, this world is a little bit cray cray right now.
Cray cray. Speaking of cray cray, kids are just going back to school and we got Halloween to deal with already. I'm going to try not to complain.
Try not to, because we're only given so many nice things in this year that is 2020. So we have to let people who love to celebrate Halloween do it. And I know you're not the biggest fan, but just think of all the miniature Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, well, I guess that's a positive. I mean, I like the spin you put on it, because I don't think Halloween is a positive thing. I think it's gross and morbid and all that.
No, then, now you promised you wouldn't do that.
But then you mentioned the Reese's peanut butter cups, and it's okay.
Focus on the peanut butter.
Tom, focus on the peanut
focus,
butter.
Focus on the... Oh, also focus on the fall cereals in grocery stores.
Oh, yeah, I'm already on the pumpkin Cheerios. That's without
it. Same.
Yeah, I'm on it. Okay, so I'm not going to talk about my neighbor on Ridge Road in Point Township. You're way overboard, dude. You should win some kind of national award for your front yard.
We're just decorated already?
Oh, my. You people traveling Ridge Road, slow down when you get to this dude's house. Anyway, what did I want to talk about? Oh, even Nike is jumping on board early for the Halloween season. Michael Jordan out. Freddy Krueger in. They got a new pair of Nike Air Max 95s inspired by Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, that's cool.
The Nikes are striped like Freddy's shirt, and the Nike swoosh on the side of the shoe a bloody splatter.
What?
All right.
Oh, I don't like that music from Freddy Krueger.
No. So, Mom, you're getting your kids ready for school this morning. If they say they want some Nightmare on Elm Street Nikes, they're going to cost you. But remember, Halloween is just one day. Unless you live in central PA, and then it's 2 months. So those sneakers are expensive. And for all you people that are still on the Colin Kaepernick thing, hey, put it away and buy the Nikes. K94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:46. We're working our way back to the news at the top. Remember I told you the story about stealing my dad's U-Haul truck when I was about 12 years old?
Yes, I recall that story.
If you people don't remember the story, we were moving and my dad left the truck running in the alley behind our house in beautiful, somewhat beautiful back then, south side of Wilkes-Barre. And he left it running. So I thought, I wonder if I could drive this. So I just took off in it. And my dad comes out the back door with the first piece of furniture. And the truck's gone. And he thinks somebody stole the truck. And then I go around the block, pull back into the alley, you know, put her in park, get out and go, hey, that was easy.
And you almost gave your father a heart attack.
Yeah, my father gave me something. That was a
I bet he did.
Anyway, how would you like to have an 11-year-old Uber? That would be fun, right?
No, thank you.
I know all the moms are sitting around the kitchen table right now serving up the breakfast to the kids, and they're looking at their 11-year-old and saying, just like Laura said, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
It happened yesterday, an 11-year-old kid. Now, this kid was amazing. We'll call him PJ. He's known for buzzing his go-kart around the neighborhood or his mini bike. He's like a real motorhead. He noticed that an elderly woman in the neighborhood who usually is out exercising looked a little sluggish. So he knew that she was in trouble. So Aww. He went to her house and got her car and drove her to a hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's amazing.
Yes, it is. Always ride either his four-wheeler or his go-kart or either dirt bike up and down the road while I'm right. trying to get a little exercise in. He noticed my demeanor. That's when I guess he sprung into action. I was leaning against the stop sign. All of a sudden, I looked to my right, and I saw my car, my Mercedes-Benz, coming towards me. It was him. It was PJ. And this child is only 11 years old and drives like a pro.
So it was really hot and humid. She's leaning against the stop sign. She's obviously in trouble. PJ goes, gets her Mercedes, and rolls on it and comes
up. Oh, good job, PJ.
What an amazing story.
I'm not even mad that he stole the car. The fact that he recognized that that woman was in distress, mm-hmm. good on you, kid.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, news, sports, AccuWeather next. Oh, it's sweet. So sweet. The restaurants will be up to 50% capacity soon.
Yay!
Shout out to all our local restaurants that have been toughing it out, especially you guys with no outdoor seating. It's been a tough run. Yesterday the governor announced the 21st. I don't know why they waited. I mean, well, the 21st is, what, 2 weeks? I don't know.
Is that the first day of fall?
The first official day is the 22nd. But, yeah, for like the 21st, the night before, sure, fall arrives. I'm thinking... I was thinking they should have done it this Friday. You know, like, hey, big announcement from the governor. Open the doors Friday. Yeah. But for some reason, it's going to take 2 weeks. And I understand the idea of cutting off the booze at 10 o'clock. That's for college towns. I get it. Okay. But like local in central PA, like, why? I mean, I know we have Bucknell and Lewisburg. We have Susquehanna University in Seals Grove. We got Bloomsburg. All right, we're surrounded by colleges. So maybe, I don't know. But that's where the money is, Laura.
To still encourage social distancing.
Yeah. But that's where the money is in this business. These guys need the money. They've been hurting so long. But anyway, let's look at the bright side, like Laura always says, right? Mm-hmm. At least
25 to 50% is a step in the right direction.
You're absolutely right. Hopefully soon we'll be back up to the 75 we're at. And then someday, maybe someday, full capacity, someday.
Oh, I don't know about that, Tom. My gosh, I don't even know what that feels like anymore.
Exactly. 94KX. Tom and Laura, right in the middle of your morning. And I love me some DJ Snake. It makes me do that little dance that makes my hips hurt. I think I'll be okay. Never mind, Mom. I'll be fine. Keeping up with the Kardashians. All right. You guys are abusing me this morning. The show's stupid. Okay, I'm sorry.
It was kind of groundbreaking 20 years ago. No one really ever filmed like that. Uh-huh. It sort of shot Kim Kardashian into fame, and then the rest of the family followed suit. It ended up in producing multiple different clothing lines, makeup lines, launched a modeling career for one of the Jenners. We got to see Bruce / Caitlyn kind of go through a transformation that is becoming a woman. It's all interesting.
See, I don't think all of it was. Kim marrying Chris and then, I love him, we're soulmates. And then they got divorced 72 days later.
But Britney Spears did that too.
She didn't have a reality show, thank God. I mean, Kardashians, what do you think, people?
I just know something big is going to happen.
We have an amazing fan base that watch the show. We don't do anything for ratings.
The moment that every girl has dreamed of their entire life.
I, Chris Humphries, take the Kim Kardashian.
I, Kim Kardashian, take the Chris to always put you first.
To me, our love is simple, and I don't want, like, all the distractions and everything crazy going around.
My earring's gone! Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. My diamond earring.
I just think we have to do something really crazy tonight.
I TP'd my house.
Live a little. It's toilet paper.
Your lips look amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Kendall said they were too big yesterday.
Are you talking about her lips?
And now you liking any of this? I mean, come on.
Amazing. In pictures,
I raised three daughters. So I don't need to hear this stuff, let alone watch it.
I have temporary lip fillers. It's just an insecurity of mine. I want to admit to the lips, but people are so quick to judge me on everything.
Lose you and my kids, but like, are we gonna spend the rest of our life doing this?
This isn't a joke. This is my life. Can I come home?
It's a joke.
You're not allowed to come here in that state of mind.
We're going to be in each other's lives forever. Like, we are soulmates.
Good luck with that.
No matter what, whether we're ever together again or not.
That's it. We're done.
Money. Yep. See you. 14 years, 20 seasons. 14 years, 20 seasons. They made it into. After this year, next year. So, Laura,
I'm here for all of it. It's a guilty pleasure. I can't help it.
Let us know if you agree. The Ford Fun Line's always open. Hit us up, Tom and Laura, on social media. And I just can't watch other people's crap. I'm sorry.
I'll do it for you. It's fine.
Okay. K94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning rolling you out of bed hard with Green Day. You think intern Nick is awake? He's in college, you know? I mean,
probably not.
7:45? Probably not. I texted him trying to wake him up.
You did not at 7:45 a.m.
I swear I did.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you guys remember intern Nick? He was adorable. We love all of our interns here on 94KX. But Nick, I don't know, there was intern Jordan, who I thought was adorable, and then Nick came along, and before the two of them, other interns. But Nick had this weird and wonderful about him. And there's a Wendy's drive-thru employee that has gone viral, and I think it might be Nick. I think, does he have a job? Like, he's working his way through college? Is there a Wendy's in Bloomsburg? I think there is. There's got to be.
Yes. Yeah. On Route 11, there is.
There you go. So I think that he is using, remember how he used to change his voice and stuff? There is a drive-through employee at a Wendy's that is talking like he's automated, and it went viral.
Can I get honey mustard and barbecue, please?
Honey mustard barbecue. What would you like for the drink?
Do you all have the Coke Freestyle machine?
Yes, we do.
Can I get a vanilla ginger ale, please?
Vanilla ginger ale. All right. Anything else for you tonight?
That's it. Thank you.
Isn't that funny?
Your drink comes down to $5.65. Please hold it under the center.
Thank you for choosing your local Lightfoot Wendy's. What can I get for you today? Okay. Anything else?
I'm telling you, that's internet.
Please pull into the window. Thank you. And thank you for choosing your local Wendy's. Have a lovely evening.
The guy's amazing.
That's fantastic. I want to go to that Wendy's now.
Of course you do. Women love intern Nick's voice.
Oh, this voice of yours is really something. Okay. I can't get enough of it.
Okay. Okay. So, intern Nick, if you're out there and you went viral with that, you are a stud. Congratulations. Wow.
Great job, Nick.
K94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, working our way toward news at the top of the hour, along with sports and AccuWeather. News and sports become the same thing sometimes. I feel bad for Warrior Run and Loyal Sock. High school football kicks off Friday. They won't be playing because of a COVID positive testing there. So at Loyal Sox, so Warrior Run Loyal Sox, not going to happen. Hopefully it all happens because our sister stations make it happen, Laura. I mean, wow.
They really do.
Shikalemi plays on News Radio, WKOK. They'll play Central Mountain Friday at 6:30 on the air. You can't go to the game, most likely, so you got the radio. Sealands Grove, the Seals play on Eagle 107. Our rock station. They'll be playing Milton starting at 6, that broadcast. And the Lewisburg Green Dragons play on the Valley 100.9. They'll be playing Central Columbia. And we got our fingers crossed that those games go and that everybody is safe. It's scary.
I really, really hope so. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it would be awesome to be able to get some games in, let the kids play safely, of course. It'll be a good time.
They've got it all mapped out where each player gets 2 tickets. This is in most school districts, so mom and dad could go. That'll cause arguments with grandparents and all that stuff. It's all over social media, but, you know, I'm sure the kids will work it out. And they got, like, a limited band going and coaching staffs all included in that 250-people crowd that is allowed at outdoor sports this fall. That's not just football. That's field hockey and everything. They're all passing out tickets and having guest lists. All to stay safe. Danville School District with a positive case yesterday in kindergarten. So they're taking care of that. And in Sealands Grove at the middle school, you heard it in the news, there was one case, and that student did some contact tracing, and those kids involved are doing a little quarantining. So, these are weird times, Laura. You know, I mean, what do you do?
Indeed, they are.
Yeah. So we're just going to get through it all together and do some high school football where we can Friday night. K94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. Maybe you're working from home at 8:14. Our love is like a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. Don't look back. Don't you ever look back.
Baby, don't look back.
You poke into the rabbit hole we call Reddit once in a while.
Every so often. Sometimes I go down that rabbit hole. It's interesting.
Yeah. Well, they did something on pickup lines that is just amazing. They say, if pickup lines will be around forever, how come there aren't any breakup lines? At least there aren't any kind of evidence of such. So they asked their people to create breakup lines. These are hilarious.
I mean, there kind of are, though. The whole classic, it's not you, it's me sort of thing. That's a breakup line.
Yeah, but a pickup line has got to be clever and it's got to be kind of sexy. So, you know, I mean, it's not me, it's you. I think we need some time away.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah, one of those. Like, they're just like almost clinical. You know what I mean? So Reddit asked, you know, their subscribers, and they came up with the top 6. I'm thinking, couldn't they come up with 10? Because these 6 are pretty funny.
All right, let's hear them.
All right. Are you in a tunnel? Because we're breaking up.
Oh, geez, Louise.
Cut right to the chase, right? All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's number 5. I don't know what I'd do without you, but starting right now, I'm going to give it a try.
Oh, ooh. Ouch.
Oof. Yow. Okay.
That's violent.
I knew that you wouldn't like these. That's why I want to do them, because you're going to freak by the time we get to number one. But number four, our relationship is like my financial status. Broke.
That's funny.
Number three, are we tectonic plates because we're drifting apart?
Oh, see, but tectonic plates also crash into each other, so it could be both ways.
That's good. Maybe that's how the relationship started. It'll crash into me. Number two, it's time to cancel our gym memberships because we're not working out anymore. That sounds like something you'd say, actually, Laura.
Right.
And finally, number one is just brutal, and it's so Tommy Tom. Here we go. Hey, raise your hand if you have a boyfriend. Not so fast. Not so fast.
Oh, that's like taking a shot to the gut right there. That's awful.
I don't know. So I'm trying to think what would I say? Like,
I don't want to know.
I must be dreaming because you're from Elm Street. Think about it.
And it's a nightmare.
There it is. And you know how pickup lines are, say, are you an angel? Because I'm in heaven. I would say more like, are you the devil? Because this has been a trip through hell.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, I think I did use
that. I don't have any good ones. I don't think like that. No, thank you.
I knew you didn't. K94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, where neither one of us choose to talk about politics on the radio. There it is.
No. Nope. We choose not to. No, thank you.
All I can say in any issue that has come up over the past 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, I don't care how many years, is did it make the country better or did it make the country worse? And I will tell you one thing. Social media has made this country worse. I mean, I stopped posting because every time I say anything, Laura, it's Tom Morgan. Oh, Tom Morgan posted something. I want to read it. Hey, it was a beautiful sunny day today. Well, that's spoken like some kind of liberal. I'm like, what? Or, oh, so you like Trump, do you? Dude, I said it was a sunny day. Where did you get this? I mean, everybody is just on the attack. And then I read this morning that Facebook is thinking about paying people to deactivate their accounts just before the election. Are you kidding me?
It's not just before the election. It's several weeks before the election, because we all know that Facebook is a cesspool of BS that already exploits all of our personal information, right? So.
Yeah, but you and we live minute to minute. But it is just before the election. It's 3 weeks. So this election's been going
actually,
on for 4 years.
No, actually, it's more like 6 to 10 weeks. Like 6 to 10 weeks. You have to actually click on the article and read the entire thing. So 6 to 10 weeks, so that would be about now, they're going to offer 400,000 users the opportunity to deactivate their account so that they can see if Facebook is actually spreading dangerous information and having an impact on our democracy.
That's a hell of a way to put it, because it says here they want to see if Facebook is destroying democracy. Okay. And you can get paid like money, to deactivate your account, depending, because I have a feeling it's coming in layers. They'll pay you like $20 a week. So if they ask you 6 weeks before the election, there you go. How about 2 weeks before? They're going to be watching what people are saying, and they're going to ask you to shut up for money. It's like, wow.
They're doing this all in the name of research.
Yes.
So.
Research.
I mean.
Research my arse. Anyway, but you know, maybe they should have deactivated the haters 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 12 years ago, like I said in the beginning. It's just like, there's too much hate out there. There is just way too much hate going on social media. Now, that's Facebook and Instagram. So we'll see how that works out. And
I don't know. It's very interesting.
And we'll see what happens leading up to this election and what happens afterward. Yeah. 94KX, I feel like we're getting into an old school jam here or something like that. That happens Saturday night, okay? So that's where that goes. But it is a Wednesday, not a Saturday. And it is a Wednesday at the Wash, Laura. Woo!
So, yay! And it looks like the weather is perfect to wash that dirty car.
Yeah, so we want you to get to Ultimate Express Car Wash. And, well, first, you should text us the word wash, right?
Yes, please text that keyword to 49330. And by joining our text club and texting that keyword, you get $2 off automatically every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And you could win as well. So stay with us a Wednesday at the Wash. Ultimate Express Car Wash. Never heard of them? Come on now. They're on the strip in Salem's
Grove. Come on now.
They're on Route 11 in Danville, and also catch them next to that pizza place in Williamsport. All right, three great locations. You want to know more about them? You go to washmydirtycar.com. Wednesday at the Wash. Tell them who sent you. Tom and Laura.
Yeah. Oh, Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura sent you right here on 94KX.
There. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. He comes over every day at about this time. Chad Evans on the way next. During Wonderful Weirdo Day, we welcome Chad Evans in. He's wonderful, and he's like the rest of us. We're just a little bit, what did my late great ex-father-in-law used to say? You're about a half bubble off level.
That's hilarious.
I'd say thank you very much. Anyway, that is not our thought for the day on this wonderful weirdo day, but I'm sure you dug something up.
Of course I did. Okay. And here's the thing. If you are a little bit weird, guess what? So are the rest of us.
There it is. Celebrate.
So my thought for the day. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Go.
And now that you don't have to be perfect... and you know you don't have to be perfect. You can be good and weird.
Good and weird. Is that Laura and Tom? Good and weird?
I think so.
Would you always say good by name?
Great by reputation.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.